bring attention to the business councilman on March 10, 2021. Notice that this meeting has been duly advertised in compliance with the provision of the Open Public Meeting Law. Please be advised that this meeting is being only recorded for possible later playback. Everyone kindly rise to the flag, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Here.
Councilwoman Hess.
Here.
Councilman Jackson.
Here.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Here.
Councilman Stipoli.
Present.
President Randall Sharp.
Here.
Mayor.
Here. Approval of minutes for council meeting and executive session for February 10, 2021. Entertained a motion, please. And a second.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
Councilman Stipoli.
Yes.
President Randall Sharp.
Yes.
Council meeting for February 24, 2021. Entertained a motion, please. And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
Councilman Stipoli.
Yes.
President Randall Sharp.
Yes.
All right, entertained a motion to pay the bills.
Make a motion that the bills have been properly audited and assigned to be approved for payment.
Second, please.
Second.
Any questions on the bill? Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess. Councilwoman Hess?
She said yes.
Okay. Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
Councilman Stipoli?
Yes.
President Randall Sharp?
Yes.
The following reports have been filed and are available in their respective offices for review and will be included in the minutes. The tax collector's report, the sewer report, and the treasurer's report. Firstly, ordinance 2021-3, stormwater by title only. Entertained a motion, please.
Make a motion that ordinance 2021-3 be adopted as read on first reading, published according to the law, posted in Borough Hall, second reading, and held at our regularly scheduled meeting. Our next regularly scheduled meeting.
And a second, please.
Second.
Questions? Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
Councilman Stipoli.
Councilman Stipoli.
Yes.
President Randall Sharp.
Yes.
All right, next up, first reading ordinance 2021-4, adding chapter entitled Smoking and Vaping by Title Only.
I make a motion that ordinance 2021-4 be adopted as read on first reading, published according to law, posted in the Borough Hall, with the second reading being held at our next regularly scheduled meeting.
And a second, please.
Thank you.
Any questions? Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
Councilman Stipoli.
Yes.
President Randall Sharp.
Yes.
Consent agenda, the items listed below are considered routine by the Borough Manual and will be enacted upon by one motion. There will be no formal discussions of these items. If discussion is desired, this item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered separately. Entertained a motion for resolution 2021-85-86, please.
I make a resolution for consent agenda resolution items 2021-85-86.
And Joe second.
Yes.
Any quick, oh, Joe, go ahead. Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
Councilman Scopoli.
Yes.
President Randall Sharp.
Yes.
All right, engineer's report. Anthony, you out there?
No, I'm not here.
Okay. You want to bring it up to speed, please?
Yeah, no problem. No proposals, project design, we're creating a plan now, get our truck meeting, and our survey is complete, so the design is now underway. For the sewer department, Tony Pizzo wanted us to prepare a sewer technical treatment spec for 2021, we're trying to work on those. Grant, the only new grant here is the 2021 community development block grant, CDPG, that is due Friday at 2 p.m. I think I've received this meeting, and I have the project description form to be designed there, so I'll grab those tomorrow and drop them off to CDPG. That's not least, there's project construction, the steps, you know, can get to a road, problems have, construction is being completed, but just waiting on the bottom payment and waiting time. So I have.
Okay, just to give you a heads up, schools looking to open, probably next month, I'm not definitely sure for sure, but they're asking we can hold off until September to take the final, you know, make sure everything's good before September, they're hoping to be back to everybody.
Okay.
If that's okay. All right, with that, open meeting to council. Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes, so Mayor, right now, my market board, what I'm trying to say, I will have it for everybody next meeting.
Okay, thank you. Councilwoman Hess.
I don't have anything right now, Mayor, thank you.
Thank you. Council President Sharp.
Just want to welcome our new school superintendent, Christine O'Neill. She started March 1st. We're looking forward to having a meeting with her once she gets acclimated to her new job and everything that's going on with the pandemic and online school. But just like to welcome her to our town and to our community.
Thank you. Councilman Jackson.
Yeah, I had a resident that wrote that we just got to me a few days ago, maybe a week ago, in reference to the elections for the parks and recs. And they wanted to know how they could be involved in that. So I guess I sort of passed over that. They asked to be a member of the organization. Without being a member of the organization, they cannot be on that board. And I believe there's three individuals at large. So basically, only the people that are members of that board can actually run for different elections for that particular organization. Did I miss anything, Mayor?
No, that's pretty much the way I read it. Yeah, it's, you have to be part of an organization in town that's part of, and that's how you take it to be part of the board. The board is chosen by the organization, the board member is chosen by the organization to be the representative of Park and Rec. And then Park and Rec, all of the people who are on Park and Rec get to choose the candidates for the president, vice president, and secretary. Does that cover it?
All right. So good. Thank you very much.
Okay, Councilman Foley.
Thank you, Mayor. This monthly rate for the Lindenwald Public Works Department. We collected 627 tons of trash and collected 86 tons of recycling. We collected 112 bulk items, scrap metal, we collected 21, no concrete stumps or property maintenance that month. The sewer report, sewer calls 93, stoppages 18, main stoppages 1, emergency calls 18, mark out 60, pump station repairs 12, and for Laurel Springs, service calls 5, stoppages 5, and emergency calls 3. That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you. Councilwoman Sandin.
Thank you. Health report. Just a reminder, your cat and dog, the license will be in the borough. You have one March 31st. The website has the application that you can print out. It's $15 if your pet is neutered, $20 if it's not neutered. And you need to get a raising certificate valid through March 31st. COVID-19. The pet site at Minimal, located at Public Work Complex, is no longer having Saturday hours. Testing will be provided on Tuesday between 10 and 2. As I mentioned before, there's several places you can get your vaccination. You can go to Mike Cooper, Cooper Mike Park, go to Camden County, and CVS and Rite Aid are also offering vaccines, but they are appointment only at not every location, so you would have to see who would have it. The CDC, so, this whole thing of how COVID isn't going to spread with everyone being vaccinated, they're still watching all of that. They are saying that we should keep precautions in public places by wearing a mask, staying 6 feet apart, avoiding crowds. I'm sure everyone has heard about fully vaccinated people and being together with no mask. First, a fully vaccinated person is 2 weeks after you receive your second dose of Pfizer or Moderna. It's 4 weeks after you receive your second dose of Johnson & Johnson. Now, on the CDC website, it does say Johnson & Johnson takes 14 days to be fully vaccinated, and then other medical directors are saying it's longer. I spoke to the doctor over at Camden County College today and asked him to clarify. He said he's heard both also of what it is. After 14 days, you have enough of the vaccine in your body that you should not be able to get COVID. But in 28 days, you would be considered fully vaccinated. At this point, the CDC is saying if you are fully vaccinated, that you can be in small gatherings indoors that with other fully vaccinated people without wearing a mask. Honestly, that kind of scares me because we've been doing so well, going in the right direction, not having our numbers rise. I know for me personally, I'm fully vaccinated, but I'm still going to wear a mask, wash my hands, social distance, and not really go around people because I just think if we sacrifice ourselves just for a little bit longer, we're going to have a better outcome because I hate to see our numbers going up since they haven't been spiking. And at this point, that's all I have right now, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. And I hope the rest of the council doesn't take this the wrong way, but I'd just like to say thank you very much for saying that, for seeing you giving us a ton of information every single week on this. And it's helped to make, I know it's helped me to enlighten the residents in the questions that I have. And her giving the information about being able to, you know, pull a special number to get moved up if you're a senior citizen has been unbelievable. It's been, you know, had a lot of responses to it. So thank you very much, Sandy, for all your reports on this information, because it's very, very helpful and it's very, very important. All right, with that, I just want to bring everybody up to speed on, first off, I want everybody to keep in your prayers that the Lieutenant Murphy's family. Lieutenant Murphy was a police officer in the war for quite a few years, and the best story this week, he was put to rest the other day. It's on our sign out front, so if you would please keep your stand on the prayers. And thank you, Joe, for the money. We now have had a total of 1,771 people that have had the virus in Lindenwald as of today. There's still 21 deaths, and the total cases since the last meeting have been 65. It did go up a little bit, but it's way less than it has been. So I appreciate everybody for taking the time to pass the word to their friends and neighbors, please wear your mask, please stay 6 feet apart, and please wash your hands as much as you can. With that being said, I'm going to open the meeting to the public. Anyone from the public wishing to speak, please state your name and address for the record, and go ahead.
Diane Perry, 637 Fifth Avenue. Saturday I was driving down the White Horse Pike and I saw a sign from Lake Worth Village. And then when I looked into it, it said it's special thanks to Lindenboro. I'm just wondering what role did we play in that?
Actually, we really didn't play much of a role, except for the fact that he's doing a redevelopment project there. He's converting. Dave, can you give me any more information?
From what I understand, he's just renovating those units. It didn't have anything to do with the town. We're in no agreement with him for any type of redevelopment or pilot or anything like that. He just must be thanking the town for moving in, I guess.
He's done that in Laurel Springs. He's done it in a couple of places that he's done his projects. But it's, tell you what, it's really starting to look really good. So, anything else?
Yes.
Thank you. Anyone else in the public wishing to speak? Seeing none, close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion for adjournment.
Sure.
And a second, please.
I apologize, Mayor, I'm a little late, but can I get in there?
Yeah, go ahead.
As quick as possible.
Go ahead, thank you.
Okay, sorry, I couldn't get my phone off mute. I first like to just offer a quick correction, something that was said at the last meeting. I've never emailed Craig about the kitchen renovation at the library, but even as it may, it sounds kind of exciting, and because the library is still closed, is there any way one of the staff members could post maybe some before and after pictures of the work that was done?
I don't know if you're listening. I can't hear you. You got those noise in the background, can you? I don't know if there was any.
I don't know if there was any
pictures taken of the before and after. I'd have to check with Craig if there's any pictures. I don't remember anybody saying that she did say anything about Craig. But go on.
Actually, Mayor, during the last meeting, Diane actually asked you a question. I wasn't on the call last time. I couldn't make it, but I heard the audio afterwards, and Diane had asked a question about the kitchen reno at the library. In your response, you mentioned me by name and said that I emailed Craig about it. I haven't. I just wanted to record that. Anyway, as far as on tonight's agenda, ordinance is 2021-3 and 4. When should we expect to see the full text of that? I can't remember what you said as far as when we get them as to when you're voting on.
That probably will be, for the next council meeting for a second vote, but they'll be out probably within the next week or so.
Okay, we will get a chance to read them prior to you guys voting on. Number 4 is not even on the agenda for tonight.
It was something that the police had asked us to add on, so we put a part of that on. That's why I put a part of that on.
Okay, well, the other one is too, the stormwater one. All right. Next, I'd like to quickly thank Public Works and you guys as well for the renovations and improvements made to some of our parks and playgrounds. The equipment was great. But I'd like to ask a couple questions regarding the borough's public spaces. So it was stated during December's meeting that the borough would have likely been awarded the grant for the dog park at Fortin Scott. If an architect rendering or sketch was included in that application, has such a sketch now been ordered?
No. Not that I know of, anyway. I have to check with the park.
Okay,
I have to check with the environmental commission. That's a real project.
Okay, well, I didn't know maybe Ms. Hess or Mr. Deep Minico could provide some insight into that commission.
They must have hung up on a call when we did what you've done.
Okay, sure. Having not seen anything in terms of written materials about that proposed dog park, do you know if there will be room left over in that area for any other activities?
I have no clue. Not to damage the property, we declared that it was locally wrecked, there's probably anything to really do.
Do you know if any of the residents of Lindenwall were surveyed to see if in fact the dog park is the greatest need and the Fort Scott is the best location?
Sir, I took this over. I'm not part of the environmental commission, but I don't have those answers. You are on the call for the environmental commission, I assume you have on them. So, did you ask them?
Yeah, I've asked a number of times, as I emailed you a number of times too, and I had trouble getting responses. I'll take that moment to thank Councilwoman Sinnott. She's actually been quite responsive in terms of when I emailed her, but the balance I do have not. Two quick questions. The playground equipment selected for Lindenwall Memorial Park, and asking Martha, who was involved in selecting that equipment?
Public Works.
Okay. Just
for your information, sir, you need to go back and look at the records. You have to email me in months. So
okay, I'll forward you my email again tomorrow morning, not a problem there. Do you know, is the public ever involved in selecting the equipment for the public space in Illinois?
No, sir, they're not.
Okay. Thank you, that's all I have.
Can you ask me a question?
Holy nonsense.
What I want to know is, what was the interest of that?
All right,
anyone else in public before?
Yes, I just have to say, I want to say this is the annual for Impact Highway 77. First, I did just want to go to the meeting before my help from Parking Circles.
I'd like to think that I would just do a live yard sale, and I was wondering if that's something that could come up in the near future. I know we still have COVID going on, but I think that's the floor that is good. We can review that once the governor opens up the state, to people meeting in person and stuff like that, we can review that, but I don't know if it's a safe idea to have strangers walking up to your house and
We'll revisit it
after the governor opens up a little more. I know he's bringing some more things to the light as of next week, such as the restaurants will be up to 50%. But until we get clarification from him, I'm not in favor of that right now.
I will revisit it
with the person who is in charge of it, and she has to deal with it.
Yeah, I just thought it was a wonderful idea, and I'm really excited about it, so that's all.
Yeah, it is.
I could offer help
her
that I
can kind of
do that.
And it works well in a lot of times.
Yeah, I think it's something that, you know, of course, can be done safely if you put the right guidelines down. And the other thing, something I've done on my own when I had new neighbors, like we did on my team, was just to put together like a little welcome packet for them. You know, we just included sort of information that was, you know, things that you might want me to know when you first move into a place, like what the garbage pickup is, and, you know, like the general guidelines for those types of things. Also just like some information about, you know, the places to go to.
That's all wrong.
I'm sorry?
I was going to say that.
No,
that's all I'm going to do.
Yeah, But we don't really get newsletters yet.
You will be getting a newsletter shortly. It's going to be online.
Rich, if I could answer that.
Okay.
You have to turn the button.
Part of the issue with getting the package out to the people living there, we've revisited this a couple of times, wanted to do a welcome letter from the mayor. There's a disconnect between the time that people purchase property, the deed going over to the county taxation board, and then coming over to our offices. So it is something that we looked at before. We are trying to do that, and new neighbors move in. They don't have to hunt and peck for information that we'll be able to at least have a tab or can send out a letter to them with a welcome packet or something. So that has been on our, just trying to figure out a way to streamline it to get the information is a difficult part. So we did it the way that the deed comes in. We'll be sending them a welcome to the neighborhood about three to four months later after they move in, and we want to be able to do it sooner. So that is, thank you for the suggestion. That is something that we talked about, and we're trying to figure out a way of getting the information to them sooner.
Okay, thank you.
Could you present them to the certificate of occupancy instead of the deed?
We don't think it's all of them. It's not just the occupancy issues, it's people that usually own the property.
That could be one of the ways that we can look at it. We'll have to talk to the construction artists and see when they, how we can tie the two together.
Okay, anyone else?
All
right, anyone else in public, please speak. We're done, closing to the public, and entertain a motion for adjournment again.
Some move, and then somebody else. And
that's right, good enough. All right, thank you, gentlemen. All right, good night, everyone. Please stay safe.
Good night.
All right, thank you. Bye.